For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese.
What is up, WWW Universe? I am your podcast champion.
I already intro'd you.
You did it shittily.
Podcast shittily?
Shittily.
Wow.
Right out of the gate. I am your podcast NXT Universal amazing. I'm trying to think of lots of more adjectives I can throw in. Amazing, triumphant champion.
I think you just broke the record for like the most grammatical errors in a sentence.
It happens a lot.
Well, you had the previous five records.
You know what's funny about, you know, me being dyslexic and having all these grammatical errors and everything? Yeah. I've been the finalist for so many newspaper jobs. Can you imagine me at an actual newspaper?
Well, geez, Josh, why don't you sell yourself some more?
As many grammatical Nazi proficient people that newspapers are, you think they would like weed people like me out. But I'm getting in there. I'm getting in the door, and yeah, I'm getting very, very close to landing a newspaper job.
But they see your work, right?
They do.
Is your work messed up, or is it you know, proofread well?
It's proof well read by the best of my ability.
So you think there's still some errors there?
You know what? I have mixed emotions about that. And you said don't get off on tangents. Here we go, tangent.
It's just because we don't have a lot of time today.
But no, I'm just saying. Okay, so for the Beaumont Enterprise, a pretty big paper here in Texas. Mm-hmm. Beaumont is like one of the largest cities in Houston. I was a finalist for that job, and I was...
Well, you lost that job because you trimmed your facial hair to the weirdest...
I think that might have been what it was.
I mean, it was so weird, Josh.
That was
they
awful.
Were like, oh, yeah! Oh,
that was awful.
What the fuck?
But so I was a finalist for that job. I just about got. I got beat out by a college kid with a degree. Whatever. I understand.
Fucking degree.
I have experience, which is valuable. But anyways, so they liked my work, right? And the publisher liked my work. He thought it was fine. He liked that I was a good reporter, and I asked the right amount of questions, whatever. So I sent off my stuff for paper in Alabama, mm-hmm. a really weird rando town in Alabama. I can't remember what the name of the town was. Rando Town, USA, Alabama. So anyways, this editor sends me back an email, and he goes, yeah, I looked over your work, and, you know, if you really want to get in this profession, you had a lot of spelling errors, you had a lot of grammatical errors, and you know what? You should probably send me your best work. I was like, fuck you, buddy. That was my best work. And if it's good enough for a fucking massive paper like the Beaumont Enterprise... Fuck you! If it's not big enough, good enough for
your
rando town.
You just said it was surprising that you even got, you know, so far in these interviews, and now you're mad that
listen.
That one guy said,
like I've explained to so many people, he's not right. Like I've explained for so many people, content A+, grammatical errors and spelling errors C. But the content is always there. My content can never be denied. And I think if you're trying
that's
to hire
on someone's
someone
opinion,
based on mine,
like your con- well,
based on mine, which yeah, is a, you which go. Is you know I'm pretty great in my own mind.
10 reasons why Rihanna's not hot. Number one, forehead.
Forehead. Number two, too big of eyes. Number three,
big eyes are sexy.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Number three,
her eyelashes,
Emma Stone?
Very strange.
Do you like Emma Stone?
Not really.
Okay. So you don't like big eyes?
No.
Most people like that, though.
Not me. I like tiny eyes, tiny beady eyes.
So like where you could barely see them? So you like, what's her name? Oh, fuck, I forgot them. From Jerry Maguire? Who's that actress?
Drew Barrymore?
No, from the movie Jerry Maguire.
She wasn't in there?
No.
I don't remember. I can't look it up because we lost our Wi-Fi here today.
They got rid of it?
Yeah, they got rid of it.
What the fuck?
I know. But anyways.
What's the point? That's stupid.
We don't need to get off on too many tangents. We both got shit we got to do today. I already went off on a tangent about journalism, and now you got me off on another one about women with big eyes. And I can keep going on my list of why Rihanna is not attractive.
It's okay.
Her body is lumpy.
Renee Zellweger, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's really
the
cute.
One with the no eyes.
Yeah, she's super cute. Yeah.
No, she's not. Mm-hmm.
Blonde, love blondes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because she's blonde, that's it?
Blonde. She's got pretty lips, too. Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, let's get to NXT.
Jam-packed show. Lots to talk about.
Well, yeah, I was disappointed that they didn't mention anything about Bobby Roode. Like, is he gone? Is he getting his title rematch or what? What's right. the deal? But they didn't even mention him.
And I thought it was kind of weird how they opened the show. Like, they opened it with, instead of the video package, you know, like the This Is NXT or whatever, they opened it with, like, you know, talking to, it was a Mauro Ranallo monologue about all that shit. And I was
It was a video package about, Cassius Ohno and Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long. Some people might have missed it.
I'll be honest.
Some people forgot, like me and you.
Yes.
Some people didn't care, like me and you.
Same. I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot it was a no DQ match.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Right. So anyways, our first matchup is Andrade Cien Almas versus Cesar Bononi. Ah, yes, the feud that will never end or never start. I'm not really sure which one it is.
Well, it's fresh now that they got Zelina Vega.
It's been like 6 months, this feud.
True, true.
But really, it's not a feud.
But it's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh because they got the chick.
Uh-huh.
And the chick is the one that powers everything.
By the way, Ranallo even says her name wrong. He says Zelina Vega. It's Zelina Vega.
Well, Ranallo's not the best source for much.
Yeah. Well, she's on commentary for the match.
Thank God.
Percy Watson keeps hitting on her, basically.
You know.
So what's your relationship with Almas, huh? Are you fucking him? Are you fuck? Because if you're not fucking him, can I fuck you?
The one thing I never understand is, so they have four chairs up there. And
then they're surprised that she walks over.
What the fuck are you coming over here for?
Yeah, it's so dumb. It is so stupid.
Oh, where'd this chair come from?
They do that all the time.
What?
Oh, I guess we're going to be joined by,
No, but I'm with
this extra chair was in case we fire Percy Watson on the spot.
He just has to move over a chair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, but I'm with you. I was annoyed by the times he kept on asking. No, seriously, what's your relationship?
Yeah.
With Cien Almas.
She's like, mind your business, okay? Mind your business.
Yeah, and I'm like, and as a watcher, I'm like, I don't really fucking care if they're banging or whatever. It doesn't really change the story for me.
It seems like...
How much does it add or subtract if they're banging? I don't get it.
I don't know, but to them it's a big deal because she's just like, mind your business.
Yeah.
And they're making like a big deal out of it. I don't know.
Are
they going to eventually make out in the ring?
And maybe he'll turn on her eventually?
Austin Aries cries at home. Yeah. I don't know. Well, poor, you know, Austin it's Aries. Interesting because with her, no, I feel like this is more to set up her. I feel like this is more to set her up as a future.
Oh, she's going to turn on Almas.
Star in NXT. Well, I don't know exactly, but because how far can the Cien Almas push go? Is he going
to
be the
to
NXT?
To the main roster.
Is he going to be the NXT champion?
Oh, no.
No.
He's going to go to 205 Live and dominate.
He's not. He's more than 205.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he is.
I don't know about that.
He has a big upper body. He is. Come on.
I don't know. I'm going to look that up right now. You keep talking. I'm going to look that up.
He's definitely more. Not that it matters. Look, he's not going to be on 205 Live.
Where's he going to be? SmackDown?
Yeah, he could be on SmackDown.
He's going to be not Kalisto. Who is the other guy? Kalisto's tag team partner?
Sin Cara.
What happened to Sin Cara? He's gone.
No one cares.
He's going to be a Sin Cara replacement.
Well,
in the mask.
They still don't have a big top. They still don't have like a top Hispanic wrestler on the main roster right now, right? I mean, there's
Kalisto?
No.
Okay.
Like, I mean, someone that's on the show every day, like a star. Maybe Almas could be that
dead
star.
Wrong. Cien Almas, 176 pounds.
No way.
That's what it says.
On where?
On Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Why would someone lie on Wikipedia?
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wrong.
Doesn't he's going to go 205 live and dominate. Yeah, but he's small compared to everyone else. He's only like 5'8".
Oh, okay.
He looks big because Zelina Vega is like, you know. Zelina Vega is like 3.5 feet tall. 4 feet in heels.
4 feet?
4 feet tall.
Nah, yes. She's like 5'6", I bet. 5'4". 5'4". Holy shit. You're just going to fact check me all day?
I am.
The whole show? Because
you're dead wrong
about
everything.
You know how annoying that is?
People need to know how wrong Andrew Pisano is.
No, if you can't make your own argument, if you have to go on your phone and Google the answer, then you suck at arguing.
I'm a perfect arguer because I always bring facts to the
She's
argument.
Not 4 feet tall. You were being dramatic there. She's not 4 feet
tall. You were being dramatic. She's not.
She's probably like 5'2", between 5'2" and 5'4".
I'll give you that.
Well, that's because that's right. Of course she is. Okay. By the way, the best part of this match was watching her.
Oh, yeah.
When they were cutting to her.
It was great.
Right before he hit. So Almas wins with, you know, he hits his DDT finisher in like 5 minutes. But right before he hits it, they show a close up of her and the face she was making was like so hot.
Then
like,
she gets up. Finish him!
Yeah. Well, no, but after that, they show her like licking her lips like she's all turned on by it.
Oh, I missed that. I'll have to go back and watch.
Yeah, it was really nice. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
So Almas gets the win there. And then we go to earlier today, William Regal says he told Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish that they're not allowed to do any more attacks as if they were allowed to in the first place.
They weren't ever told they couldn't.
Yeah. But he says that they're only allowed to compete inside the ring. I'm sure that'll stop them. I'm sure now they'll.
Well, I mean, stop Lars Sullivan. I mean, he listens to Regal.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't attack people anymore. No,
I mean, they weren't on the show this week.
They weren't.
But neither was, you know, Sanity. McIntyre.
Sanity.
Well, Bobby Sanity Roode. Was there kind of, but.
They were there in spirit.
We'll get to that later. Good God. So then we go backstage and Christy St. Cloud is standing outside of Asuka's locker room to try to get a word from the NXT champ. The
Can't
NXT
we
Women's
skip
champion.
Over this? We got limited time.
Well, this is really quick. Oh, okay. I know why, because you don't want to get to who's coming next. But anyways, you can tell it's Asuka's locker room because her mask is hanging on the door. There's no nameplate.
Sign.
There's no nameplate saying it's Asuka. It's just her mask on the door there. So then the Velveteen Dream shows up. So surprise, he's back. I was hoping that he would be gone forever, but no, he's back. He grabs the mic from her and he says he watched TakeOver Brooklyn and saw a man who needs the experience. So he will speak soon. So, who the fuck could he be talking about?
Lars Sullivan.
Lars Sullivan was not on NXT was not at TakeOver Brooklyn.
Roderick Strong.
What did Roderick Strong do? He didn't have a match.
Yeah. Oh, damn, you're right. He's not talking about Drew McIntyre, certainly.
No.
He's not talking about Bobby Roode.
No.
He's not talking about the tag team. He's not talking about the women. The only one else was
Johnny Gargano
or Aleister Black and
no way. Oh, well, maybe he could proposition Aleister Black and Aleister Black would just be like, fuck you.
Or just laugh and walk away.
Because if they make a tag team with Johnny Gargano and Velveteen Dream, I'm going to throw up. Yeah, it's probably a feud with Aleister Black. Aleister Black needs me. He needs to be more flashy. And then he just gets his ass kicked.
Hopefully it ends in just very quick black masses.
Yeah, like 10 of them in a row. So then we have Lars Sullivan versus three of his former tag team partners, which I remember none of them, but okay. By the way, the beginning of Sullivan's intro music
it was
is
weird.
A woman screaming like she's being raped or something. It's like, ah! What the fuck is that? It sounds like she's being raped.
It was the rejected music from Braun.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So Lars tells the ref he wants all three opponents in the ring at the same time. Well, he gets his wish. And
to be honest, I mean, strategy-wise, I don't really understand why they would do, like, you know, a tag match 1-on-3.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. He could just beat one of the guys anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just my two cents.
So he wanted to beat him up all at the same time, which he did.
Yeah.
While he was doing this, a fan yelled, "I'm not finished with you." That was pretty good.
I heard that. That was good.
You could, you know, in a smaller arena like NXT, you could hear when the fans yell shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Sullivan gets the win after hitting his finisher on all three of them. His finisher is kind of like a really powerful rock bottom. Like, it's like a rock bottom, but he brings them up really high, like kind of like for a choke slam.
Yeah, he kind of just throws them.
And then he slams them down. Yeah. So he gets the
like
win
the Rock would like take them down with him, right?
Yeah.
But Sullivan just kind of like
Bray Wyatt kind of does that. Bray Wyatt has that move where he picks him up and slams him on the ground
like a standing
rock bottom. Mm-hmm. So after the match, No Way Jose gets in the ring to confront Sullivan, and he gets a few shots in, but ultimately gets his ass kicked as well.
I will say
that's No Way Jose's job. It's been his job in NXT for a long time.
Certainly
put over the new guy.
Yes.
That's his job.
I will say the only times I enjoy No Way Jose are when he has his passionate anger, you know, promos.
Yeah.
And he had that in this match. Or at the beginning.
It was halfway
a match.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell he's starting to get a little bit angry. Hangry. There we go.
Hangry. That's when you're hungry and angry. That's when you're so hungry you're angry.
Maybe he was.
Like Ryback. Ryback's like always been hangry.
Which is why he's asking for food all the time.
Right. He's poor.
He's poor.
So back at the Performance Center, Johnny Gargano is being interviewed by a bunch of arms with microphones.
I do want to give props.
Bunch of hairy arms with microphones.
Yes. I do want to give props. I think this was their best time they've ever done this.
One, like, yeah, in terms of a...
But, like, in terms of, like, how an actual interview, like, would
looks,
work and all that stuff. It was good. They asked good follow-up questions, stuff like that. Props to the WWE. They finally fucking got a segment right.
The rest of it
wasn't great.
Let's talk about it.
But at least they got that
part
right.
One of the reporters does fuck up, and I don't know why they didn't bother doing a second tape.
I must have missed it. I was so proud of them actually doing follow-up questions.
Yeah, so it starts good. One of them asks him if Zelina Vega throwing him the DIY shirt was a distraction, and he says that, you know, it isn't. But then Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss, which it's been so long since I've seen them that when they first walked up, I was like, who the fuck are these guys?
Come on, Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss are undeniable.
Immediately?
Hands down. Can't mess that long hair, man.
You really recognize them immediately.
Hands down. Dude,
it took me like a few seconds.
I follow them on Twitter.
I was like, who the fuck are these guys?
Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss, baby.
So they walk up and they brag about breaking up DIY as if they had anything to do with it. And they suggest that, you know.
Well, no, they did because they were the one that hurt Ciampa.
At the house show?
Yeah, at the house show.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I follow them. I'm Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moth truther right here. Yeah. Number one fan.
Uh-huh, right. So they suggest that, you know, Johnny Wrestling finds himself a new tag team partner. So Johnny instead challenges them, one of them, to a match next week, but they walk away like a bunch of pansies. And that's when one of the reporters asks Gargano, so are you going to accept the match?
Oh, yeah, that was dumb.
No, he asked for the match.
He already accepted it.
It was his idea. Yeah. There's no accept. And he's like, and then even Gargano was like, what?
It would have made more sense for one of the reporters to like just follow Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
Right.
Hey, guys, you know, you can't just fucking walk in here and drop all this stuff. Are you going to accept the match or not?
Right. We've never had a reporter in the history of WWE have any balls whatsoever to like ask a real question.
That's why they need me, Andrew. I'm a legit reporter. I've got A+ content with D minus grammar.
They don't like you. They just want people to stand there like a robot or like Renee Young interviewing Braun Strowman as if he's the fucking ice cream man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got Braun Strowman. He's the monster that kills people. Hi, Braun.
No, I can't
Stupid
do that.
Stupid idiot.
I'm mobile. I like to run around.
Yeah.
I like to box.
Back in the day, you don't understand. Back in the day, I'll give props to Michael Cole, even though he doesn't really deserve much. But like back in the day, if Michael Cole's interviewing anyone that's bigger than him, he's horrified by them, especially if you're going to be interviewing Braun fucking Strowman and Renee's just smiling ear to ear. Like, you should be afraid that he's going to murder you. You know?
Would be too. That's how I am every time
exactly.
I see taller men.
That's how you should be.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Sanity responding to their ambush from last week, and they're all laying on the ground. I assume they're on a rooftop like usual, but we can't really see. And just take a listen to this, because it's really strange.
You see, at the end of your life, you're going to look back at TakeOver and you're going to realize that was a huge mistake. We don't care about where you're from. We don't care about who you think you are. We don't care about who you think you're going to be in this universe. The only thing we care about chaos!
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
That was the Joker. That was 90% the Joker with 10% Undertaker. When the Undertaker went, rah, 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 rah. See, but you could have done the same promo with the Joker's voice.
All
we're thinking about is chaos.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Why would you do that when you know I can do it?
That was you.
What?
That was you.
No, it wasn't.
For people not watching, that was
nice
Andrew
try,
Pisano.
Buddy. No. No.
I do an excellent Joker. I can do
everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fair.
That was Josh.
Oh, okay. Sure, buddy.
That was Josh.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That was your make-a-wish for the month. So next up, we have Sonya Deville versus Zayda.
You can skip over this one.
Why?
Because it's
what
horrible.
Are you, Joe now? Wanting to skip every segment of the fucking show?
This was like Cruiserweight match.
I got to talk about it. So
okay.
Zeta's from the Mae Young Classic. And
she
in the
is.
Mae Young Classic, I don't know if she won her match or not.
She
I think
did not.
She did, right?
No.
Well, they made her seem like she's awesome, but...
She looks like a bumblebee.
But I don't know. They keep having women from the Mae Young Classic wrestle on NXT, but then they get their asses kicked. So it's like,
yeah.
Is the Mae Young Classic really full of great talent? Because... They go to NXT and then get whooped, and she got whooped by Sonya Deville.
Yeah,
and
Todd Trash.
There were a few miscommunications early in the match, which were awkward as fuck.
A few?
Holy shit.
It was a horrible match.
There's one part where like Zeta just rolls backwards for no reason whatsoever. And it was like, what the hell did she think there was going to happen there?
It was a very weird match.
So Sonya makes Zeta tap out to the triangle armbar submission. And that's that. Maybe Sonya is going to be the next women's champion. They're building her up pretty strong.
She's the one that's going to face Shayna Baszler. Ronda Rousey's best friend. And the matchup between MMA people.
Is she going to win it, we think?
I wouldn't imagine why she wouldn't.
Because she's Ronda Rousey's friend.
Yeah. That way that sets up the Survivor Series match.
Oh, you like that idea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like my idea there.
Yeah,
I actually don't necessarily like it. I just have a feeling that's probably gonna happen.
Yeah. I tell you one thing: the New York Post wrote about it. That same idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they listened to
the podcast,
and then they
apparently.
Wrote their own report.
Probably. Give us a shout out, guys.
The New York Times,
New York Post,
The New York Post.
Yep.
They write about wrestling.
They wrote about this match, or that potential match.
Yeah. Okay.
The Ronda Rousey problem, I think, is what they titled it.
Okay. So back at the Performance Center, Regal is watching Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch tagging together against two other guys.
A new tag team.
Wasn't that your prediction?
Yes.
That they were going to be a tag team? Bravo.
The gentlemen tag team? I don't know.
Yeah, right. But no, kudos to you. That was a good guess.
Yeah, no problem.
Now they're going to be a tag team.
Yeah.
So Ruby Riott walks up and asks Regal for a handicap match against Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. And Regal says no, but if you find a tag partner, you could face them in a tag team match.
Now tell me this.
So Ember Moon again?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I kind of thought that she was a little bit cute in this segment?
Yeah.
Okay, it is weird then. Okay, I thought she was a little bit cute. I don't know why. She
okay.
looks fucking way different than when she wrestles. Maybe it's like a shit ton more makeup or something like that. But I thought she looked. I thought she looked dying.
Okay, sure. All right.
Spoiler alert: she wins an award.
So next up, we have Cassius Ohno versus Hideo Itami. No disqualification match. What did you feel about this?
I hope it's the end.
Me too. Well, at the end of the match, Hideo went for a GTS, but Ono gets out of it, hits Hideo in the balls with a low blow, and then he hits the rolling elbow to pick up the win. So
I guess it's not over.
It's not over.
Hell in a Cell.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
It is disappointing because I do want it to end and see them doing something else.
Maybe
I'd like to see a Tommy on the main roster. And
maybe Hideo will apologize and, you know, come out and be like, oh, Cassius Ohno, please come out to the ring. Please. I want to apologize.
That's awful.
I'm not saying anything he didn't say already, okay? I'm just quoting him.
And kick him in the nuts halfway through. He gets in the ring.
Exactly.
It would be easy to find because he doesn't wear pants. He just, you know, wears undies.
So finally, at the end of the show, very emotional because Asuka says goodbye to NXT.
Did you see your girl Liv Morgan? She was out there.
That was the last, the only first time in like, what, 6 months at least?
She looked way different too. Maybe that's a new gimmick. Yeah, you have to go back. She had like fucking purple eyes and stuff like that.
Purple eyes.
Yeah, purple eyeshadow. Like,
so what?
That's
just
heavy.
Different makeup.
She looked way different than that crazy,
you know,
girl
Mandy,
that we usually
see. Mandy Rose standing there too in a dress.
No, I missed that. I'll have to go back.
She
and
looked
watch.
Like pissed off the whole time. It was like, why are you looking all pissed off, Mandy Rose? What the hell is your problem?
Maybe she was going to fight Asuka next.
Because, well, we're skipping ahead, but eventually they all, you know, the whole roster comes out and the women are in front, and half of them are like applauding, but then like Mandy Rose, a few other women, it seems like they hate Asuka or resent her for being on top for that long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe, but I mean, she should. Mandy Rose is just a hot girl.
Yeah.
She's not a wrestler. Asuka is an actual legit wrestler.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got upset because I, you know, Mandy Rose is like so hot, so I want to like her.
Yeah.
But see, Sasha Banks, though, recently has made me feel like, you know, I don't like her as much anymore because of her stupid statements about fans. Like, I
understand. You got to get on Bayley.
I understand you're famous and you get annoyed by fans, but you can't come out and publicly say that stuff.
What'd she say? I must have missed these.
She said that, you know, fans that find her outside of shows are stalkers.
Mm.
And,
oh, I saw something like that. What's the difference between a stalker
like I get
and a fan?
I've never waited. I've never like gone to the airport at 4 a.m. to try to like meet a celebrity ever. I've never done that. That's not who I am. That's not what I would do. In fact, whenever I've seen someone I've liked, like a famous person that I've liked, if I've said anything, I'll just be like, hey, big fan, you know, nice to meet you. Like, I don't, you know, like, start handing them shit because I don't want to bother them, you know, because.
No,
but you can't publicly say that because the people that are the ones looking for you at the airport at 4 in the morning are the ones that are buying every piece of your merchandise on WWE.com. Those are the, like, you know, obsessed fans that are buying, they're spending all their money on your shit.
Very true.
And going into your pocket.
Maybe this is like a hint at a heel turn for Sasha?
No, this is just how she feels.
You think so?
And then I didn't know this, but apparently this is a big deal or a big thing, but there's like pictures online you could find of fans taking pictures with Sasha like in the airport. And she just looks pissed the fuck off. She's just like, so.
That's a new
website. But
the
other
website.
Thing is, she says that fans go to her gate at the airport and wait for her, but you can't get to the gate unless you have a ticket now.
Mm-hmm.
That changed after 9/11. You can't go. Yep, now, you can go to baggage claim. Mm-hmm. You can go to baggage claim and maybe.
Maybe that might be what she means.
But she said the gate. She said right at the gate. You can't go to the. Like, yeah, maybe they're getting off the plane at the same time. I mean, this happened when I was in seventh grade. I've told this story in the podcast before. It was when me and my family went to Italy, but first we had to stop at New York. And we saw Vince and Shane McMahon. Like, they were right by us. And I was
I
a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, what happened first was Joe was in the urinal. And then Shane McMahon came right next to him, and they both, like, pissed next to each other. And then Joe was like, is that Shane? Like, he went back outside the restroom because I was, you know, just sitting down. He's like, is that Shane McMahon? I was like, yep. And then we keep watching him walk. And then sure enough is Vince, who on TV, Vince was supposed to be crippled in a wheelchair. And of course, I was, you know, I was, like, 11 years old. I was like, oh, Vince isn't in the wheelchair, you know, like.
Vince is healed.
Yeah, and this was right before the pay-per-view where it was Kane and Undertaker for the WWF Championship with Stone Cold as the referee. And I asked Joe, I was like, what do you think Vince would say if I ask him who's going to win? And Joe would be like, he'd probably say watch the pay-per-view. Well, you're going to have to find out. But I wish, you know, I'm surprised.
Have to find out a little kid.
But because Joe, I know Joe now, at, you know, like Joe now would totally go up to Vince and Shane and not, but like, but back then I'm surprised he didn't, but I guess he was, you know, 25.
I could see Joe going, hey guys,
or no,
hey guys, I think you guys could use a body like me
well,
on
no,
the show.
But just to,
fucking big guy,
just to meet him, it would have been cool to, you know, at least get a picture with yeah. him or something, you know. Yeah. At least try to.
So does that...
when we were in San Antonio, we were like, "That's Noel Foley," and like me, Eric, and a few other people are just like looking and pointing, and then like all of a sudden we see Joe just running over to her.
Joe's not bashful.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No.
So did that blow your mind, like kayfabe? Like, oh my god,
when
he's
I was a
cripple.
Kid. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I didn't think he was really crippled. I was like, because, yeah, in my mind, like, I felt that kayfabe, I guess, should be, he should be, even in the airport, he should be in their wheelchair just to keep up appearances or something, you know, keep kayfabe alive. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Poor Andrew.
Yep.
They destroyed it for
you. That could have been my shot, too. Like, hey, Mr. McMahon. Mr. McMahon.
Mr. McMahon.
I'm
going
to be a wrestler when I grow up.
Mr. McMahon. My mother just told my dad.
Well, that's what's going to happen when Roderick Strong gets up to the main roster.
Yeah.
Mr. McMahon, Mr. Angle.
Who's that four-year-old?
Right.
Where's that voice coming from?
So anyways, Regal invites Asuka to the ring. We'll start at the beginning. And she says that, you know, she's fought many great opponents. She loves NXT. She loves the fans. Super face now that she's leaving NXT.
Right? Everyone that leaves NXT nowadays is a
face.
Like,
are we getting a Bobby Roode farewell where he's like, you know...
I love you guys.
It was always your NXT. It was never my NXT. It's our NXT. You know, like, yeah, all that shit. But Regal said, but obviously she wasn't as big of a heel as Bobby Roode, you know?
She was just transfacial.
She was always transfacial.
Always.
You know? So Regal says that he has started negotiations with Raw and SmackDown Live. You know, usually fans ask us all the time, where do you want to see this wrestler go? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It really, because it's the same
bullshit. Yeah, tweet Will and Regal.
In this case, I really want to see Asuka on Raw. Because it's the more important show, you know, they treat it like the more important championship. I don't want to see Asuka versus Natalya. You know, I'd rather see Asuka versus Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, you know, all like.
I will agree. The better wrestlers, female wrestlers, are on Raw. So, I mean, I agree with you.
Well,
there.
Just the ones that are in the title hunt right now. Like, Charlotte's not doing anything on SmackDown since she got to SmackDown. She's done nothing, Charlotte.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
So,
Carmella's going to get the championship before Charlotte.
Huh?
Carmella is going to get the championship before Charlotte. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'm fine with Carmella having it. I just get Naomi and Natalya out of there, you know? I just hope they keep the undefeated streak going because otherwise it'd be a total, you know, complete waste.
Here's my thought.
Yeah. She loses her first match.
Her first match against Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania.
Asuka?
Asuka.
That's fucking stupid.
Why? Why is it stupid?
Because she should beat Rousey.
Why should she beat Rousey? If you're going to make Rousey the fucking hottest thing that coming into the company?
I think Rousey's fighting Charlotte at WrestleMania. And that's
good
what,
me.
That's why they're going to do the Survivor Series match first. And then,
it could be, but someone has to beat Asuka eventually, and it has to be a fucking big name.
No, it can't. No.
She's going to be some tiny, tiny jobber. Ellsworth is going to beat Asuka.
Yeah, that's what I said, you idiot. No, it could be Charlotte. It could be, you know, yeah, someone. But still, keep the streak alive for a while.
I agree. That's why at WrestleMania.
You have to come up with a very clever way to do it. Kind of like the way I came up with that they didn't do, but, you know, whatever. So, you know, he's starting contract negotiations, but it also means that Asuka will be stepping down as the NXT Women's Champion because she's injured. Okay. So Regal then says, you know, this is a great opportunity because we all know. And then Asuka says, nobody is ready for Asuka. You know, like the usual thing.
Yes.
Then that's when the entire NXT roster comes out to the stage to applaud her. Ember Moon then walks to the ring.
I thought right there, I was like, oh shit, Ember Moon's going to come up there and fuck her up.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been amazing.
But then I would have confirmed that her injury was fake, all, you know?
Yeah. But I kind of
what do you think? Do you still what do you think now of the injury? You think it was a real injury?
Fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's fake. But I just wanted to see the heel turn for Ember Moon. I thought that would have been amazing.
I kind of feel like it's fake.
Like when she fucking pulled her hand back, well, you'll get to her in a second. I thought that's when she was going to fucking like, well, for a guy, it would have been like kick him in the dick and, you know, then that would have been
right.
Over.
Yeah. So Ember Moon offers the handshake.
Yeah.
And then Asuka goes for it, but she pulls back just like Asuka did to Ember Moon, mm-hmm. you know, before their match. But then they eventually just, you know, hug each other while crying. It was actually very sweet.
It was sweet.
Very emotional moments.
But it was you would have loved the moment 10 times more had she have, you know, she couldn't give her an eclipse, but had she have fucking suplexed her or something like that, right?
Why couldn't she give her an eclipse?
Well, I mean, like, she has to do the whole setup and stuff like that.
Yeah, but if she does that, then you have to have another Asuka Ember Moon match. You can't have Asuka just leave like a bitch like that after that happens.
Yeah.
You know, this was more of a kind of breaking kayfabe because every, you know what I mean?
Well,
this was
more.
And again, like, they only, and it's funny they do this on NXT as if they're retiring, but they're just leaving NXT. Like, this is what you will see on Raw when someone retires, like Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, and then it's like
The Big Show when he got slammed through the cell.
What?
Yeah, you know, when he retires, you know, you had the referees all out there helping.
Well,
him.
We don't know if he's retiring, but no, I'm saying when you come out, you make your goodbye speech, and then everyone, you know, yeah, stuff like that. So, finally, Triple H, who we haven't seen in a ring since WrestleMania, comes out to hug Asuka. He hands her some flowers as he takes the championship belt away.
Give me that fucking belt.
Kind of like, oh, here, I got you some flowers. Yoink!
I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah. Gives her a big hug, you know, and he then gets on the mic to bid her farewell from NXT while the fans chant, thank you, Asuka. But I thought that was a big deal that Triple H came out. Because, I mean, obviously, they filmed this weeks ago. We heard that she relinquished her title weeks ago. And we saw the pictures of Triple H in the ring, and I was like, I wonder if they're going to show that part. You know what I mean? Like on the show.
Like
or
they were going to edit it out.
Or would that just be edited out because it's Triple H and we haven't seen him on TV since WrestleMania. Yeah. So.
Well, he's been recovering from those injuries from Seth.
Right.
Right. And he's been taking care of Stephanie McMahon.
And Stephanie's been in the hospital since WrestleMania from going through that table.
Mm-hmm. Fucking vicious spot.
Yeah, it was a good spot.
Steph takes some hella big bumps.
Yeah.
That's what Triple H said.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has.
She has.
Yeah. So that was NXT. So,
well, that was all right episode. Not bad.
Well, the ending was good for sure. Mm. Who was your worst dressed? Cassius Ohno?
No. Worst dressed was Lars.
Well, yeah. That's true.
You can't go wrong with either.
No, you can't.
No.
Best dressed?
Ruby Ryan.
You're stupid.
No joke. Sorry. Ruby Riott gets an honorable mention.
Okay.
Zelina Vega.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I momentarily forgot she was on the show.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah. That's what Ruby Riott, you know,
an honorable
mention.
Write
it down.
Honorable mention.
That's why you should write it down.
I like to do these from my head. Uh-oh. Time's up, guys.
No, that's
all right. So fine. You can follow the podcast.
Shut up.
Okay, my bad.
I had Zelina Vega as well. Worst moment?
Worst moment.
That was mine.
No, worst
Alexander
moment.
Alexander Wolf being an idiot.
That was trash. But a worst moment was the female match. That was.
Oh yeah,
that was hot trash.
That wasn't good. Best hot moment, trash. Asuka's farewell.
Yeah,
I mean it was sad, but it was nice as well.
Best moment was Ember Moon coming out because I thought that was when shit was gonna get real, but it didn't. So I guess best and worst.
I like Triple H coming out.
Triple H was good.
That was high praise for Asuka there.
Yeah, it got a nice pop.
Uh-huh. People are crying in the ring. I mean, people in the audience, they were crying.
Yeah. I never understood that, but
you cried, right?
Whatever. No. Yeah.
Oh, me either. I didn't cry. No. So what are you going to talk about?
Asuka's a real MVP?
Huh? MVP?
MVP. She's a real MVP.
Yeah. So now we go to things we talk about.
Things we talk about. Well, do you have anything, first of all?
No.
Okay. Well, first off, like I said, the New York Post wrote a story about Ronda Rousey. I thought that'd be an interesting story for us to kind of talk about. And basically, the premise was the WWE has a Ronda Rousey problem. And the premise is that we all kind of feel like the Four Horsewomen is going to end up taking on the Four Horsewomen from the WWE, right?
Yeah.
So you can't really have Ronda Rousey and her crew lose, but you also don't want to bury your top women talent too. So how do you kind of, how do you find a happy medium? Well, maybe a crazy brawl to DQ all of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if that does take place at SummerSlam, how would you see that going
Bayley's,
over?
Does that mean Bayley's turn? You mean Survivor Series?
Survivor Series.
Does that mean Bayley's turning heel? Because even Bayley in that video was like trying to act tough, and it was like, oh, Bayley. Oh, Bayley. Oh, it was so bad.
Well, I still think Ronda Rousey was worse of all of them. She was,
no, I mean, the whole thing was bad.
Yeah, that one definitely deserved another take or two.
Yeah.
But I guess Ronda Rousey's time is limited or something or whatever. But.
That was just the best they could. Well, no, Rousey was never a good actress. You've seen her in Fast 7, Furious 7?
It was rough.
She was terrible.
And this was pretty bad. But
I'm watching it now of Bayley trying to act tough. Even Charlotte's like just staring at her like, it's just weird.
And then they
walk away and start smiling like, the camera's still rolling?
I feel
everyone's smiling now.
It was
everyone. Charlotte,
no. Yes.
Becky, her friend, like they're all smiling at the end of the segment. No, we're still rolling.
I know. You can edit that last part out.
Yes.
Those last seconds out and just had it fade to black. But anyways, like
look at Roderick Strong's wife. She's grinning ear to ear like, this is so cool.
I'm gonna make so much money.
Why do you all hate each other in the first place? Just because we're the Four Horsewomen? No, we're the Four Horsewomen. That's
right.
It. That's
rivalry.
Yeah.
So
bad.
It was pretty rough. I feel like, you know, they were there and then the girls were there like, hey, I have a great idea. Let's put this together in 10 minutes.
Yep.
And we're only going to get one take. I felt like that's kind of how it went down. It was hot trash.
Yeah.
So fantasy book right now, how would you end a Survivor Series match between the Four Horsewomen of MMA and the Four Horsewomen of WWE?
Of pro wrestling.
Of pro wrestling.
with a big brawl.
It starts
a few people. I mean, you can eliminate Bayley and Becky and, you know, and Roderick Strong's wife.
Okay, so I see this. As we're fantasy booking to, like, continue the feud towards WrestleMania,
yeah.
You could have it end with Charlotte and Rousey just
beating
the shit out of each other.
It's the thing.
But you want to have Rousey put over an armbar.
Huh?
You want to have Rousey put over an armbar. She's got an armbar, a couple people.
I'd have, I don't know. There's no way they'd ever do it. But I'd have Rousey, and the other big one that's in the Mae Young Classic, like powerbomb Charlotte through a table.
Mm.
You know, like
she's
to try
table?
To make them look like total badasses.
Yeah,
or something like that. You know,
true. But then it weakens Charlotte, though.
Nah, well, it just sets up their Mania match. That's it.
Okay.
But you'd probably have Rousey going. Oh, it's tough with Rousey.
It is.
She's not. She's not going to be like Lesnar where like I think she's only going to have a couple matches.
No.
She's not going to be like on the roster. Like, you know what I mean?
But you know,
There's
but you
no
got to get it as hot as you
good.
Can. Cause if you're only going to get like 5-6 matches from her, you want to make as much as you can in those 5-6 matches.
Right. But I mean, so that video was so awful.
It was trash.
I'm so not sold on Ronda Rousey. And I loved her in UFC,
yeah.
But she got exposed. She got her ass beat twice in a row. It's different with Lesnar. At least, like, I don't know. It's
tough. Yeah, Lesnar just takes roids and he'll be fine.
No, but I mean, Lesnar lost his last couple matches in UFC. Then he went to WWE. But again, he was there before he was in UFC. He was over with the fans and he was a badass. Rousey just can't fake it, it seems.
No, it's like she either has an on switch or an off switch.
Well, if it's real, she's taking it seriously.
But like in this,
she can't act.
She can't act. But when she's cutting promos, when it is real and the on switch is on, she can cut some good promos. She's
fine.
For UFC, yeah. It's a little bit different for MMA because it's staged.
Right.
It's written for you.
Yeah.
You have to act
out
a script.
They're really trying to hype Mandy Rose. I mean, I get it. She's super hot, but like, no, that's not Trish Stratus. That's Mandy Rose. It's like... Besides the blonde hair, And what? They both have big boobs. They don't look alike in the face. Not at all.
No.
They just have blonde hair.
Hey.
So dumb.
Blondes are great. So give me a percentage. How confident do you feel that that match is going to take place, the four-on-four match at Survivor Series? 80%? 90%?
No, not that confident.
60?
And I hate
50?
Saying 50-50 because that's such a cop-out yeah. answer. So I would say 60.
60%?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's probably fair. They'd have to start the feud kind of soon, I would imagine.
I just don't know if I have faith in any of them other than the one that's actually wrestling in the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why it'll just be a 10-minute brawl that won't do... There won't, if Roderick Strong's wife?
Yeah. Didn't she just have a baby?
Anything?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe it's definitely not happening.
It might not. I don't know. But it seems like there's money to be had. And of course, where there's money to be had, a match should be made.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts. So on other things we talk about, Dan Matha lives.
Oh, really?
He lives.
He's alive?
Yes. The WWE tweeted out a video
his
today.
His Instagram's weird as fuck. Remember that?
I haven't checked out his Instagram.
No, but we have before.
I don't remember that. I'm sure we have.
All right, go ahead.
But no, so the WWE tweeted out this video today, and it was all the NXT stars, and they were talking about their first wrestling crushes, and lots of different people were talking on there. And Liv Morgan was on there, actually. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
What the fuck is that picture?
That's fucking weird.
Look at that picture.
That's weird.
Oh, my God. It's highly photoshopped. Dude, what the hell, man? Are you a badass or are you a princess? Make up your mind.
He's a pretty princess.
Holy shit.
But anyways, Dan Matha was on this video in the Performance Center. He lives. He survives. His celebrity crush was the one that you liked.
Vin Diesel.
No, the Stacey Keibler.
Oh, Stacey Keibler? She's not even a celebrity anymore.
His WWE.
Oh, his WWE crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the Street Profits. Not Angelo Dawkins. The other one. What was his name?
I don't know. We haven't seen him in a while.
I forgot.
Fred?
It's not Fred. It's something else. But he said his first WWE crush was the Fabulous Moolah.
What a bullshitter. What a fucking bullshitter. How old is he? If he's my age, then no. What is he, 50 years old? Fabulous Moolah.
Maybe he just...
Joe's in his 40s. And even Joe's too young to be a fan of Fabulous Moolah.
Maybe he just...
When Joe was a kid, Fabulous Moolah was old as fuck.
Maybe he just likes grannies. I don't know. But he legit said that.
What a bullshitter.
So I just have one last thing on things we talk about. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
So there was this
Montez Ford.
Montez Ford, yeah, he was
Fabulous
stumping pretty hard for Fabulous Moolah.
Jesus, man.
So Sportskeeda, they do all like you know.
They're fucking bullshit.
They're bullshit.
Dude.
It's not a news item, but
they make up everything.
It's kind of just something we talk about. They threw out this list of you know how the WWE is doing all these tournaments, the women tournament, the cruiserweights, all that.
Right.
They threw out a list of five tournaments that. You know, people would like to see next.
Okay.
I'd like to see what your thoughts on these tournaments are.
All right.
So number five is a Latin American tournament, which would be mainly of luchadors.
That's happening.
Is it a luchador tournament?
Pretty sure that's happening.
Okay. I'd be interested in that.
We've been hearing that. Like, that's probably the next one.
Okay. I'd be down for that.
Remember, the whole rumor is that they're going to do one in every continent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, a European. Well, we've had that one.
We've had the UK tournament. But we haven't had Asia.
We had the UK tournament.
Asia, India.
We're going to have a Latin America one. Yeah, they're going to say that we're going to have an Asian one, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
What about a hardcore tournament? Tournament.
Sure. Again, I want them to bring back the hardcore title, but they can't when you're not allowed to do blood.
Yeah.
Unless Brock Lesnar's in a match, that's the only time when blood's allowed.
And he only does that on accident. Well, accident for real.
Or totally on purpose.
So another one is a submissions only tournament.
No, that's dumb.
Okay, dumb.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I'm not a submissions guy.
No,
but I mean, some people are submissions guys. Another one is a tag team tournament, but not the Dusty Royal Classic for NXT competitors, for actual, you know, tag teams outside
new
of
WWE. New tag teams.
Yeah. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, that'd be fine. That's like, with the submission one. That's like having like a, you can only win by countout tournament. Like that.
Lastly, a women's tag team tournament.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. That's just a list. I thought it'd be kind of interesting to talk about. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want to see out of those?
Luchadors. I like the Luchadors.
But I mean, we haven't watched the Mae Young tournament. I tried.
I don't know if I was particularly interested in.
We didn't watch the Mae Cruiserweight Young's. One.
No, I probably should have watched that one, though. But of like all these.
Rhodes was just on NXT. So
it was on NXT.
And it was.
Yeah.
I think the tough thing for me is it's people we've never heard of before. Unless you're an indie fan and you're watching all these people in the indies, and then you're excited that they're finally have a shot in WWE. Mm-hmm. But if not, then, I mean, there's nothing to get interested about.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah.
I would love to see a tournament of WWE actual talent.
Right.
Yeah. Like if they had a pay-per-view and it was
when Rollins got injured a couple of years ago and he had relinquished his title and they had a tournament for the WWE Championship. They did it so crappy.
Yes.
It ended up being, you know, Reigns and Ambrose. I've told you, do you ever go back and watch the Survivor Series where it's the woman with the Rock won and joined the corporation? But the whole Survivor Series was a championship tournament. That was cool.
Okay. I might have seen that one.
Because the one they did when Rollins was injured, all of the tournament bracket stuff was done on Raw and SmackDown. And then it was like, oh, okay. And then you two guys will just fight. It was like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's better to do the tournament one night on a pay-per-view. You know, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, how'd they do it for WrestleMania? Like one of the early WrestleManias? Didn't they do one? Like back at like WrestleMania 3 or 4 or something like that?
It was 4.
4.
Yeah.
Was that legit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was all in one day?
I don't know if all of it was. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Joe because that was more of Joe's memories.
Mm.
But I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they've executed some good ones. So
they have.
Yeah. They just need to bring them back.
Yeah. All right. So Adam Wilson.
Adam made a new song. Oh.
With some new quotes.
Fantastic.
You sound excited, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said you're not going to like it, so we'll see. You wanna try it out?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
I'm holding.
Hold, please.
Holding.
Hold.
Holding. Hold. Hold.
Go. Okay, here we go. Let it go.
Are you ready?
Zoinks like I, it's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. You're listening to What's Wrong with Wrestling. Here's your host, Andrew Pisano. Blake and his co-host, the troll from the bridge, Josh the Troll Reese.
Andrew, real life. Green Day's not awful. Green Day's not awful.
Green Day's not awful.
So, do you think the Street Profits is a real Snapchat?
I did, but you looked them up last week and couldn't find them.
They are real Snapchat.
They are, okay.
Because I own that Snapchat now.
You do?
I do.
No, they're really not a real Snapchat?
No. If you type in Street Profits right now, that's mine.
You sure it's not? Adam Wilson, if Ryback, who made the song.
Oh, Jesus.
If Ryback said he will get Josh Little Caesars for life for doing one of these, what do you pick? Touch tips? Fondle his balls? Asked him out.
What? No. I'm done with...
So, like, touch tips?
I am... Sure.
I mean, it seems like touch tips would be the most innocent thing.
Touch tips?
Like
no, I don't do that. That's disgusting.
But what? That would be the least...
I would not want any of those things to be done. Adam, I don't know what your weird fascination is with...
He's just trying to get a new cut.
Me getting with Ryback?
He's just trying to get a new cut for his new song.
I will not be a part of this.
So Roderick Strong comes out to everyone's displeasure, and why don't you tell us what he said, Josh?
Mr. Wiggle! Mr. Wiggle! All I care about is me, my family, and that NFC championship.
Really? Because you didn't care about
I'm not offending Mr. Wiggle. Mr. Wiggle! You said you wanted someone to step up to you and fight you like a man. Well, I'm here, Mr. Weagle.
So he picks me up, and we had Chick-fil-A, and I was like, oh, of course. And we're on track one of CD1 in Andrew's car. First of all, who still uses CD players? Andrew Pisano? Oh, Lord. We got a lot of things to get to, but still. Okay, so we get in. So this dude obviously put in Green Day just for me because it started as soon as I got in the fucking car.
The podcast is glorious. I drive all day, every day for a living, and stumbled upon this podcast about a year ago, and look forward every Thursday and Saturday, although Josh is a troll and makes me want to pile drive him, the same way Owen did to Austin.
Oh, man. What'd you think?
Where the fuck did Joe come from?
I don't know. I think that was just to, it was just because it was a review that talked about you at the end, I guess.
I was like, that was interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the first part. I don't know where Scooby-Doo came from.
Shaggy and
Scooby-Doo. That was weird. That was weird.
That was weird. Yeah.
But good work, Adam.
Yeah. Good job as always.
You spend way too much time.
Yeah. Well, someone has to do it, I guess.
Yeah. That's right. It's a labor of love.
We'll get to some fan questions. We'll kind of try to zip past these real quick.
Okay, no tangents.
Yeah, no upgrades.
That's going to be tough.
Flats Daniel, how much of an effect will Asuka's absence have on NXT as a whole?
It should make the women's roster, as a whole? I don't know about as a whole, but I'm excited on seeing how the women kind of compete without her there.
Yeah.
Who's going to be top now? Of course,
who's
Ember Moon.
Step up. Right.
I'm really hoping it's not going to be Ember Moon and Ruby Riott.
No. It seems like it's going to be Ember Moon, though, right?
Yeah. I'm hoping we might see a return of Liv Morgan. Maybe.
She's not going to be in the title hunt. She never
Yo.
Narendra Bond, have you guys watched Rick and Morty? Really recommend it. It's better than South Park and The Simpsons or any other adult cartoon you like.
I agree on The Simpsons. Nothing's better than South Park. Except old South Park. Old South Park rules. Rick and Morty is good. Love it. Love their adventures.
McLovin, when is Andrew finally going to admit that he has a secret soft spot for the chubby chasing troll, a.k.a. baby Josh Reese? They spelled your
chubby?
Last name wrong.
No, you're a chubby chasing. I have not. No, I've dated some really skinny chicks. I prefer.
Clearly, I have a soft spot for Josh. He's on the fucking show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I really hated Josh, he wouldn't be on this show.
Yeah.
There's people that I don't like, and they're not on this show.
Oh, some shade to unnamed people.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just making a point. I wouldn't have you on the show if I didn't like you, Josh.
Oh, I like you too, Andrew.
See, this is where...
Heart.
I regret saying what I just fucking said. Finn Balor abs. Where do you think Asuka should go, Raw or SmackDown?
We already answered this.
Well, he didn't know.
It's okay.
Yeah, Raw. Bane Hampton, what do you think of Zayn, Dolph, and Ryder going to NXT to feud against Cole, O'Reilly, and Fish?
Is that a rumor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't want to see them get buried.
I don't want to see them go back to NXT.
Wrecked Baron, tell me about your love for Hope Solo, Josh. Sounds fake because she's not a monster.
I don't like just
Why
monsters.
Why do you love Hope Solo so much?
I don't say I love. I said I had a crush on Hope Solo.
Did you see Hope Solo's... Picks?
What picks?
She got hacked, you know, a few years ago.
No, I did not. No, I've just always kind of.
I heard that they were not flattering.
No, I don't know. She's athletic. She's a goalie. I don't know. She's kind of cute.
She was a goalie.
She's kind of cute. Right? Yeah, I have a crush on her. Doesn't mean I like her. I wouldn't want to date her because she
wouldn't want to date her. Oh, because she beats people up.
She beats men up. I don't know if I could be a part of something like that.
Tim Wilson,
would destroy me.
Tim Wilson, did you guys see the WWE 2K18 final roster? No Hardys or McIntyre, but they have No Way Jose.
Yeah, what the fuck? The fuck?
I think the Hardys are going to be downloaded content. And I think McIntyre, if he's going to be the NXT champion, I think eventually they'll put him in the game or something.
But No Way Jose? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Orny Lorcan is next?
He's probably in it, right? No?
Maybe.
Adam Moss
and Danny Burch, their new
Adam
tag team.
Moss for $1 million. For $1 million, would Josh stare at Ryback's balls for 1 minute?
No.
I could pull up a picture of balls on this computer and make you look at it, and you won't get paid a dime.
I would run.
You'd
would
run really away?
Run.
All right, I want to see that. No, I'm just
I would. Don't test me. Don't test me. I've done it before.
I'm not going to do it on this work
I'll
computer.
Do it again. Oh, yeah.
Balls. For $1 million, you wouldn't look at his balls.
No, why?
From far away. For $1 million.
No, that doesn't interest me.
I know it doesn't. The money interests
me. Money doesn't make me happy, Andrew.
You don't know that because you haven't had money yet.
And I've lived without it for so long. To be honest, I don't know what I would do with money. The $300.
Be financially secure?
What is financially secure?
Okay.
I've been so unsecure for so long. I kind of live in this area.
All right. Speedy Gonzo, just a request. I lost my dog of 14 years yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And we'd wrestle each other a lot. Mind of Stone Cold
gives out one last hell yeah. I'll give a, if you love your dog, give me a hell yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Sorry you lost your dog, man. I know what that's like.
Yeah, it sucks.
Pop culture junkie. Death
hang
is,
in there, brother.
Death is not an option. You have to have a three-way with either Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young, Triple H and Stephanie, or Billy and Chuck, and why? So
who's Billy?
This
and
is
Chuck?
Easy. A tag team. A tag team from like 10 years ago.
Are they both men?
Yeah.
Wow. But it seems like it would
I'm
be
gonna
easy.
Go with the two women. Obviously, pop culture junkie. Because first of all, Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young are both dead. So am I having sex with their dead bodies or what when they were young? I'll go with them when they were young.
I don't know.
I'm not having sex with Triple H.
Well, no. Like if you did a three-way, couldn't you do it to where like you weren't touching or doing each other at the same time? Like one would get the one side and the other one would get the other side?
I guess.
I'm not sure how the physicality
is. So you would do that with Triple H?
No, with Stephanie. I think Stephanie is really attractive. Yeah.
But you'd
I mean,
have
if,
to do that with Triple H.
If Triple H was willing to share, I'd be open to understanding how the mechanics
so you wouldn't, you
on
wouldn't,
how this would
so
work.
So you wouldn't stare at Ryback's balls for $1 million, but you'd have a three-way with Stephanie and Triple H where you might touch Triple H's balls if you're not too careful.
It would have to be carefully planned out. And I would need to understand the mechanics on how this would work.
There'd be another naked man in the room, like 2 feet from you.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. I'd have to understand how we could like avoid eye contact and avoid touching each other and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think Stephanie's kind of, I think she's pretty hot. I think she's worth trying it with.
There's no woman worth that I would have a three-way with another man. Okay. That's where I draw the line.
Okay. Well, great. Now I sound fucking weird. Thank you,
you
Andrew.
You do, yeah. Because you'd have a three-way for no money, but you wouldn't look at a pair of
Stephanie
balls.
McMahon. She's very beautiful.
It's not the point. So is Margot Robbie, but I'm not having a three-way with...
I would be open to understanding dude. How it would work.
You'd be a little curious, Josh?
I would be... curious on the mechanics.
You know what?
On the mechanics.
I think I'm going to try that.
Yes.
Mick Lockyer, Push Fire no Barry, WrestleMania Dream Matches, all in their prime. Ric Flair versus AJ Styles, Undertaker versus Finn Balor, and Stone Cold versus CM Punk. I would push Stone Cold versus CM Punk. I would Barry Flair Styles and Fire Taker Balor.
Yeah.
Because Balor is like... half the size of Taker anyway. I mean, CM Punk, you know, had a good match with Taker. But he's still, like, bigger than Balor.
I don't think that Flair and Styles would be that great of a match either.
No, it would.
I don't know.
Back
like,
in
I
the
see
day,
Flair...
Flair in his prime. He said in his prime.
Oh, in his prime? Okay.
Flair in his prime.
I just see Flair as, like, a great showmanship.
Even Flair had a... Flair's last match in WWE was awesome with Shawn. Now,
yeah, and that
Shawn
would,
Michaels, but Flair did a lot of cool shit in that match.
AJ Styles is like a
he
Shawn Michaels-esque.
He took a super kick for real.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Kayfabe Jobber, what are your thoughts on Nia Jax doing the catwalk? Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
She did a catwalk?
Yeah, she was she does modeling on the side, I guess.
Yeah.
And she was modeling like a curvy women clothes.
She's got like this whole new I'm proud that I'm fat thing going on.
Curvy. Curvy, motherfucker. Jesus. Be politically
Look,
correct.
She's fat. I'm fat.
Curvy.
You're fat, okay?
I'm
we can
not.
All admit that.
I'm husky. I'm husky.
Shut up.
I'm pleasantly plump.
Okay.
Not
big
fat.
Big boned, Cartman.
Big boned, yes. You can't shrink bones, stupid.
Like, I don't know. It's one thing that, like, yeah, it's not nice to fat shame people, but at the same time, you can't be proud that you're fat and out of shape.
She's proud of her curves.
No.
Curves.
No.
She's a curvaceous woman.
No.
Yes.
There are plenty of skinny, curvaceous women. Skinny women with curves? There are. In fact, Mandy Rose is like has a perfect body.
She just has two curves. She just has two curves.
Well, it's like the hourglass, right? That's what you want.
I like a little bit more. I like a little more, not jiggle. I'm trying to, like, a little bit more waviness.
Well, and you're going to get a jiggle.
You understand
what
I'm
that
saying.
That was nothing. But no, Naya's runway, I mean, she wasn't wearing, like, skimpy clothing. She was just wearing normal clothes, right?
She looked beautiful.
So it was fine. I'm not, you know, there's nothing wrong with what she did.
No, she looked great.
Just don't be proud that you're out of shape and overweight. That's all I'm saying.
She's proud of her curves.
Because then you're never going to get, you're never.
She's proud of her curves and her size. Because not only is she discriminated against for being curvy, she's discriminated against for being tall as well. Lots of women get hated on for being tall.
Stacey Keebler's tall.
There's a difference between Stacey Keebler's size.
Because Stacey Keebler's skinny.
Yeah, but Stacey Keebler is also like 5'9". Nia Jax is 6 feet tall. There's a big difference.
7 feet tall, I thought. No, I'm just kidding. JDX, this is my first year watching the NFL, so I'm from, since I'm from Ireland, which team should I support? I'm thinking Jets, but I have enough BS right now.
Why the fuck would you support the Jets?
Because I'm a Jets fan.
Oh, dude, no, don't do that. Jesus.
Don't be a Jets fan.
Be a Cowboys fan.
Although you're
fan.
Irish and, you know, it is green, right? The Jets are green.
Be a Cowboys fan. They're America's team.
Someone else suggested the Chiefs. That's not a, you know, it's
the
not
Chiefs?
A bad idea right
That's
now.
That's the fucking
They just
most
whooped
random.
The Patriots.
Listen, if you're going to be a fan of an NFL team.
Wasn't that the most yards Belichick's ever given up?
I think in an opener. I don't know, ever. Maybe in an opener for sure.
I think it was ever. It was like 500, what, 50 yards?
It was a lot. JDX, I'm going to talk to you for a second here, bro.
Oh, no.
So when you're picking an NFL team, what kind of characteristics do you like in your NFL team? Do you want your NFL team to be flashy? Do you want them to score a lot of points? Do you like defense?
How would he know? He hasn't watched NFL yet.
Well, I know. I'm trying to describe it. If you like a defensive team, if you like a defensive team, follow the Texans. If you like a team that's flashy and scores a lot of points, probably should.
Cowboys, Raiders.
Yeah, Cowboys, Raiders, maybe the Titans.
If I wasn't a Jets fan, I loved watching the Cowboys and the Raiders last year.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to watch.
Plus, Cowboys games are so accessible to watch. They're always on Fox.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know what that is. Sky Fox or whatever.
Jason Dearham, should Zelina Vega just wear different colored bathrobes like Lana used to do with her skirt suits? I mean, yes. I mean, look, Zelina Vega still won Best Dress, but that one week where she had the bathrobe and that's it was like, holy shit, man.
What was underneath
that
bathrobe?
Was unbelievable. Nothing. Patrick Hayden just recently started to follow Josh on Twitter, and I'm beginning to regret my decision. What should I do?
Oh.
Well, don't worry, Pat. He's probably on the way to blocking you right now.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
But I appreciate anyone that does
follow me. I don't
know
how he follows you. We don't even promote your Twitter handle here anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how he found me either. But I appreciate the follow. But yeah, don't follow me.
Okay, good.
And make sure to follow Andrew Pisano 1 on Twitter.
That's not my Twitter name.
It's Andrew.
It's just Andrew Pisano.
And there's no numbers? No. There's something with yours has a number.
No. Nope.
Maybe your Facebook?
No, Ron. Yeah, my Facebook, you idiot.
Maybe.
Ron Johnson. That's just your name on Facebook.
Yeah, but if there's another Andrew Pisano, it has a one and goes on and on and on.
Ron Johnson, what makes more sense, Ty Dillinger winning the title on SmackDown or Nakamura losing again to Mahal to really make Mahal a bigger heel? I'd say what makes more sense is
Mahal
winning again.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to let Nakamura have a SummerSlam moment and win the WWE title, why the fuck should he win it at Hell in a Cell?
Listen, the only way, and it's unfortunate, the only way that Mahal is losing is without the Singh brothers. That's the only way. As long as the Singh brothers are involved, Mahal is going to continue to win and win and win and win.
Hopefully due to Bobby Roode being glorious.
Maybe.
Dean Cherry, what would you rather have, a 2-day road trip in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile with Josh. That's weird. Or eat in an Italian restaurant with Mauro Ranallo when, and every time you you take a bite of food, he screams, "Mamma Mia."
That sounds painful. That's a lot of Mamma Mia's.
Yeah, it really is, because I love to eat Italian food. I'd rather... you know what? I actually want to drive the Oscar Mayer Wiener. Who doesn't want to drive that thing, right?
I wouldn't want to eat the hot dogs, though.
No, their hot dogs are terrible.
Yeah. We'd have to stop at, like, Chick-fil-A's or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, I'd love to drive that Wienermobile. Yeah. That's hilarious. There was one time where I was on the highway. This was a long time ago, but I was driving, and it was right next to me. I was like, holy shit!
You said no tangents!
It was a quick little story, you fuck. Jack Bruffell, have either of you seen any Bring It to the Table on the network? It's like WWE doing a What's Wrong with WWE and Troll Their Own Product.
No, I have not.
I watched the one with Cornette, Bischoff, and Michael Hayes. And maybe when the wrestlers are on, they troll their own, like, a little bit. They'll make fun of the product. But Michael Hayes said the stupid thing about how Roman Reigns, you know, the fans may boo him sometimes. You could tell they really love him. And it was like, oh, fuck you. Like, they're just... So no.
Booker T today on the show said that Roman Reigns is the best wrestler out there.
What do you want me to say?
I'm just saying, everyone loves Roman Reigns.
If you're employed by WWE, or you want to be, you better say nice things about Roman Reigns. The only person that gets away with it is John Cena. He's the only one that could tell the truth because he knows Vince needs him.
He's a truth teller, just like me.
Yeah, just like
I follow from John Cena.
Alex Romero, Josh, would you rather be rich but have to live next to Noe Jose, or be rich and you have the Velveteen Dream as your financial life coach?
Certainly not my life coach. I'd probably live next to Noe Jose.
But he'd be having like conga lines every
night.
He'd
have so many parties, though.
Maybe they'll be fun. Maybe you'll find a nice chica.
Maybe.
Yeah. And you and Jose could have a three-way like your dream, apparently, with Triple H. Oh.
No.
Ethan Gardner.
That was the specific circumstances. I don't want to be known as the guy that just has three ways. A specific circumstance.
That's your next thing.
No.
Little Caesars, trolling, and three ways.
Now, what partner three ways would I have? Listen, that was very, very
Ethan Gardner,
short circumstance.
Was it just me who didn't think the rivalry between Ember
Moon?
Been
off. I'm kidding.
Was it just me who didn't think the rivalry between Ember Moon and Asuka was all that different than any of Asuka's past rivalries? I thought it was different.
It was
longer. Made me think that Ember Moon was going to win, so I got fooled.
Yeah.
Autumn Wolf sitting in Orlando getting ready for this crap.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, she lives in Orlando.
Be careful, Autumn.
Yeah. Why the fuck didn't you evacuate?
I have some family there as well. Not everyone can.
Be safe. Take cover.
Hector
Salas,
stay away from
flooding streets.
What is Josh's thoughts on WB now promoting Little Caesars for No Mercy? First of all, the whole reason this became a thing in the first place is because they had Little Caesars upgrades. That's where this all came from.
Yeah.
So they've been doing Little Caesars shit for a long time.
That's why we've been trying to give upgrades on the podcast so we can also get them on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me upgrade his question. What was his question again?
No. Robert McNeely, Percy saying, holy shit, when Ono was being kicked in the corner was hilarious. I didn't even notice that.
He said, holy shit?
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. All right, that's all for fan questions. I got to get out of here. I have a job to do, so I have to go. But thanks for listening, as always.
Run!
It's a great way to stretch.
Yeah. It is. No, it is.
I know. So anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to us in the Podbean app, Google Play.
Maybe Spotify eventually, because they started doing podcasts on Spotify.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano, and Josh is
Don't
at Mr.
Toss
Joshua.
Mine out.
Make sure you head to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Do not follow me on Twitter.
Only $19.99. You could also donate to the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Push transfacial shirts.
All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
Have a great week, guys, and be safe in Florida. We'll be right back.
like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. See, Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best-looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong, big, flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save